the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 8. We're up to letter number 3546. This is dated, Baruch Hashem, the 11th day of Sivan, Tavshin Tezva, Brooklyn Sholim Uvrocha. Now, you know, rabbis and especially great masters, especially somebody like the Baal Shem Tov, he was known for a miracle workers, and he was able to see and be in places at different times. And this is something somebody asked the Rebbe, because it says in one of the discourses, it quotes here in the Maimer Kisavoyu Tofresh Samach Vov, he says that by the Baal Shem Tov, space and time would not limit. In other words, he could be in one place, it didn't bind him, it didn't limit him, and not to be on the other place. That's space. Then also time. It could be ahead, back. I mean, that's my interpretation. But the bottom line is, he attributes to the Baal Shem Tov this miraculous situation that he was not bound by time and space. And he says he actually was able to actually see things, maybe in association. So if something was far away, he could see it even though it was here. Something was far away in place or in time, he was able to see it. He could actually see it. And the person was asking the Rebbe, etc., questioning that. Not sure what he was questioning exactly. It doesn't say. The Rebbe just says that he asked, etc. And the Rebbe answers him that what that discourse, the Ramah, what that is discussing is talking about physical time, space and time of this world that did not limit. I don't know what his question was about some spiritual time or what. I mean, I'm not sure about, it doesn't say here what his question was, but the Rebbe's answer to him is that in the Maimer we're talking about that physical space and time of this physical world, our world, did not limit him. So he can see anywhere, or he can anytime. So he saw matters in this world without any limitations, etc. And the Rebbe says this is something different about the idea of Mahus HaMetzius or similar. There is a discussion sometimes people can see the essence of the item or the existence of the item. The existence is as it appears, that's the shape. The essence would be the internal makeup. But the Rebbe said that's something different. Maybe that was a question from that. Kind of hard to really explain without knowing exactly what he asked. But the Rebbe tells them a story that is brought down in the Sefer Derech Emunah on page 129, and also in the Sefer Derech Mitzvisecha, in the end of the mitzvah, this is from the Tzemach Tzedek, the mitzvah of Hamonas Elokus, and the Rebbe makes a note over there as well, but over there it talks about a very fascinating story he's referring to over here, also about the Baal Shem Tov. Now, I didn't see the place where the Rebbe's notes are. I just looked up in the book online. But over there it says that that the Baal Shem Tov was able to see on Rosh Hashanah that which is going to be later on. He was able. It was a story with his brother-in-law. His name was Reb Gershon Kutever. That's the brother-in-law of the Baal Shem Tov, and that took place with the Chacham in the Holy Land, and the Baal Shem Tov wrote to him the entire story in before it actually happened. So this is a story also that the Rebbe brings down, reference this too. But all these, you know, fantastic, fascinating stories, the Rebbe brings down these two places about this story and explains that things that happen in the future he could know ahead of time. That would mean that time didn't limit him. In other words, because it's not there yet, he was able to see. The Rebbe also says his note. I didn't look up the book itself, but the bottom line is that the Baal Shem Tov had the ability to see in places and in time that he was not there at present, because these weren't limited. Generally speaking, whenever you see something, a miraculous kind of a conduct, they call it a Baal Shemsker. You know, it's the Baal Shem Tov was known for doing all these wondrous things. We also have a lot of stories about the Baal Shem Tov, like in space, like he would tell the wagon driver to turn around and the horses would go on their own, and then they would reach in various different places all over. So that's about that.